Good morning. Good morning. Well, why don't you look at the person next to you? It should be easy. You look fantastic. Look them straight in the eye and say, I'm so pleased you're here. Otherwise, I'll be talking to myself and look really stupid. Say, I'm so glad you're sitting there. You've really spoilt me by being here. Come on, look at them and say, you took time to get ready, I appreciate it. Come on, tell the truth now. I'm glad you took the time to get ready, I really appreciate it. How are you guys doing? This is such a great morning, isn't it? I'm so excited. Because I know what's going to happen at the end. Thanks so much for all of you that have been praying for me in these last few weeks. I've had my voice adjusted. It works now. Thank you, Jesus. While I was in hospital, they put a little button on the back. It's not on off. It's go or go faster. My wife is now holding her head. Praise the Lord. Never mind. We're having such a tremendous time, are we not, at this moment where God is really challenging us to really love on people. Thank you. Obviously, it's really working. It's really effective. And as we've been hearing, God wants to fill us to a tremendous capacity so that we've not just got enough to give, we've got more than enough. Is that right? I believe God always gives us more than enough. I believe that in God's economy, God's given us enough to satisfy us. And if you don't know that satisfaction yet, you can today. But I believe that God has given enough to satisfy us and satisfy people through us. How many of you want to agree with that? And over these last few weeks, God has really been talking to us, even in the midst of fire alarms, about having quality time together. I hope you enjoyed spending time together in the fire escape. Did you enjoy that? Was that great? Did you spend a bit of time together? And did you get to talk to each other? Maybe people that you've never run out of a building before with. I don't know. Anyway, I was asked this week to talk about another aspect, another dynamic of how we love people. How many of you want to guess which one of the five it is? It's not gifts, all right, so keep your hands in your pockets. It's not that one, but it's words of affirmation. So we're not going to do that so much from here. I really want you guys to do that. And in one sense, you've already have. I think it's amazing to me that if we only live by what we read in the papers, watched on Tinternet, website, man, we would have every right to be really miserable, wouldn't we? If we only live by the words that maybe we're used to hearing, maybe the words in the home, in the workplace. I remember before I was a Christian, before I came to know Christ myself, is nobody would want to listen to my words, particularly church people. I was brought up in engineering and they have a particular vocabulary of words. Mostly because we tend to drop a lot of things on our foot. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of the words that I was very familiar with came out of my own experience, and I guess I began to live out of those words. Out of that atmosphere, out of that experience of how people spoke to me, the whole tone of the words, not just what people were saying, but how they were saying it. And then suddenly one day, guess what? I heard a voice say something to me and it had no swear words in it. And I thought, where do you come from? Someone spoke to me and they didn't curse me or curse somebody else or curse themselves. It's like, man, you're just strange. Because my whole vocabulary was really very much based on, I listened to everything everybody else said and just wanted to join in with them. Do you know what I mean? Just to be part of it. And suddenly one day I heard someone say, actually, I think you could really do a good job at this. What? That's not what I'm used to. That's not what I'm familiar with, if you like. I mean, at home, I'm not going to go into some sob story, but at home, my parents were a great couple of people, but they hardly said anything to me. Mostly because I was normally terrorising society at the time and doing everything unpleasant. And they weren't going to come and say, well, you know, great for getting chucked out of that pub, well done. But there wasn't anything to help me find out who I really could be and the kinds of things I really could do. Does that make sense? In other words, it wasn't the environment necessarily that I could really grow in and prosper and say, yeah, actually, I could be that person, I could do that thing. Right. Is that making sense? Yes. It was really an atmosphere of, you know, just keep your head down. You know, don't worry, the world's getting worse. Just enjoy it while you can. You know, one day your prince will come. Just save that for a rainy day, that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean? And I just began to live with a raincoat on all the time. It's like, well, it's going to rain. Ah! One of these days, it's all going to go bleh. One of these days, I'm just going to end up like everybody else. Do what I have to do and then just fall off the perch. And then suddenly in the middle of me having a conversation with this, I felt someone say to me, you can be a different person. There wasn't anything about you can do a good job or a bad job or you can succeed or you can't succeed. What I began to hear was you can be different. But the way that I was hearing it wasn't, oh, wait a minute, there's a catch in this. If I do National Lottery, can I win a different person as a prize? If I really work harder in my job, can I be a different person if I get the job I want? Are you still with me here? It's all gone very quiet. But actually, I began to hear this voice say, you can be different because I want to make you different. You can be different because I want to make you different because actually I've got a great idea about what you can do. I've got a tremendous plan, if you want to find out what it is, about how your life can be different than it is now. And because it was so out of the ordinary, because it was so different from my whole atmosphere, it was like, man, I'm going to listen to that. How can I find out a bit more about this one that speaks? Let's just turn to the Bible a moment. It's in page 971 in a decent Bible. You can get these from resources at the back, praise the Lord. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And those of you that are here as visitors and guests, you might have heard this maybe at Sunday school or maybe at a church service or something you've been to before, but we're just going to look at a few scriptures here because this person that came to speak to me and just when Pastor Clive said, can you just come and talk about words of affirmation, it was like, I really had to think about what I was going to say because something happened in my life a long time ago now, but I don't really know how not to affirm people. And I suppose what I'm trying to learn and what I think God wants us all to learn is how we can affirm, value, or encourage. I love this word encourage, don't you? Yeah. It means inspire courage. Yeah. Oh! I'll tell you what, some people only need courage to face their workplace on a Monday. Some of you might need the courage just to face your wife or your husband. Some of you might need courage to face your teenage kids. I've had some. I know what they're like. Hallelujah. They're great. One of them's here somewhere. Probably run out now. But we need courage in this society to live the life God wants us to have. Where do we get that courage from? Well, I believe ultimately you and I can only get that real encouragement from God himself. I was fascinated as to why Jesus came as the Word made flesh. Jesus came as the Word. He came as a sound. But he came in such a way that people could see him as well. And I realized this person that was speaking to me about you can be different, I've got a different plan for you, wasn't just saying something to me. He wanted to change me. So we're going to look at this. It says in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient. How many of us really want to be patient? But how many of us want to be patient now? See, are we the people that really speak to people and bring them into real sense of confidence and comfort? Or when we speak, do we just stir them up in a wrong kind of way? See, I'm learning, again, you can ask my family, to be more patient. But I'm realizing I never knew what that sounded like. Nobody ever told me or spoke to me with words that would make me more patient. Society will say, have it now, do it now, be it now, and pay for it forever. Instant this, instant coffee, instant sex, instant fame, instant popularity, but you spend the rest of your life paying for it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God says you can have it all now and enjoy it all forever. I like that deal. Don't you? So I'm finding actually some of the words that we say to each other, maybe we should just make them come out of our mouths a bit more slowly. Instead of really quickly like that. Or maybe we just need to think through a little bit more about what we're going to say before we say it. Because patient people always create an atmosphere of confidence. Some of you might look at me and think, oh, well, you're not very patient. Well, you should be stood here. I'm really patient. A few weeks ago in Redhill, I was a patient. Now I am really patient. You've got to get him in when you can, all right? But our words... Come on, you're slowing me up. Our words, if we're really going to love people, I want to produce an atmosphere or a sound of, yeah, I can wait for you. I can give you time. Well, let's find out how patient some of us are. We won't do a show of hands because I don't want to embarrass anybody much. How many times have we come into church, or a place like this, you know, this is church, and we've felt, well, I need to at least ask someone how they're doing. How many of you like that? Nobody, just me. Oh, you miserable lot. Okay, normally Christians, people that love each other, want to know how everybody else is doing. Is that right? But I just wonder how many of us, when we come into church, I've got to ask, Sarah, why are you laughing? Okay. We've got to come at the church and say, how are you doing? But we don't want to know what they say. Come on, there's some honest people here. It's like, how are you doing this morning? But we've already, we've gone before they give us the answer. Everyone at last, you're probably like me and we do that. I think some of our words of affirmation, it's not just words, it's giving people space to speak. In fact, I'm finding if I say less and listen more, it helps other people to speak more. Everybody's saying yes and amen and they're praying for me. We'll keep doing it, all right? Because remember, I've only got two settings on here. One's go, the other's goer. But I think love, our words, our terminology needs to create patience. I want to have a conversation with someone that hasn't just got a beginning and a middle and end to it all at once. Like once upon a time, there were three bears, and by the end of the conversation, we know it was Goldilocks' fault. But I want to spend some time having conversations over time with people. You see, you may live under this myth that maybe many people do, and again, this is part of how the world speaks, and that is everybody's just too busy. It's what a lot of the words that we might hear, we think, well, I'm not really busy. Well, I don't think anybody's too busy. I don't think anybody's too busy to be patient. Are you hearing this? I think we could all say, well, actually, I'm not a very patient person. Oh, that's right, it's because I'm too busy. But actually, I think by and large, we just say that we're too busy to justify not wanting to spend time with people and hear what they have to say. And I love it when people come up to me and they don't just want to say, hey, that was great or that was rubbish, but actually they want me to tell them what I think. Was that okay? In other words, it's a conversation, not a monologue. See, at the moment, it's a bit of a monologue, isn't it? Apart from me and Charles, we're having a bit of a dialogue going on here. Charles has been winding me up since 9 o'clock, bless him, chucking water around all over the place and all sorts of things. But we're having a conversation. For me, words of affirmation is not just, hey, bless you, brother. Bless you with what? Did I sneeze? But I'm learning, I want to be a blessing in my words to that person. If they come and ask a question, I'm going to give them the best answer I have. And if I can't find out what it is, I'm going to spend some time with them and work it through. If someone comes up and says, oh, that was this, that was that, I don't just want to give them some statement of, yeah, fantastic. It's like, yeah, tell me what you thought about it last week. Or tell me what you're going to think about it next week. Or tell me how you think we can just create some dynamic going on where you get inspired to be courageous. Personally, I think only God himself can put into our lives the courage, that resolute strength to keep going when society's falling apart. If you read your newspapers, you would expect to die earlier than you should, live less than you should, and be more miserable than you should. If you read everything that's going on in the newspapers, you would expect to get hit by a nuclear bomb tomorrow, or we'd be sending one somewhere else the next day. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of words going on. But it's only in this love encounter where our language can change. Thank you for that encouragement. Let's look at another one here. It says, love is kind. Again, I come out of an environment where this wasn't true for me. There's a lot of words said and none of them were kind. In other words, it wasn't so much what was said, but the tone of it. And I don't know about you, but I've heard so many conversations and been part of so many conversations where I've heard the right words, but I felt worse. Where somebody come up and say, I really appreciate you. Thanks. I really appreciate you. Or I really appreciate you. Sorry, acting is not my major gifting, all right? But did you get the change there? We can say the right stuff, but if it's not got the right heart or the right focus, it can sound wrong. And again, I believe personally as a Christian, it's only God who can put in those right ingredients into our lives. And which is why when I became a Christian, my words, the whole vocabulary of my words just changed. You should be more happy than that, because I tell you, by now we'd have had everything. Oh, hallelujah. You'd have had to have bleep, 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 everything. But also the whole way that I used to speak would have been very much in your face, on your bike. Here I am, go somewhere else. But no, God has put something in your heart, in my heart, if you know Jesus Christ, which is wants to affirm, encourage, inspire, produce courage in people that, yeah, we can do this. We can do this together, I believe, as a congregation, as people, whether you're here as a visitor for the first time, as a guest, as part of the baptism. These people here that were baptized, something has changed in their language. But also, and maybe the main reason why it's changed in their language is because they're hearing other words. Again, I don't know any of these guys that much, but I wonder how many of them have been so encouraged so quickly by so many people. I wonder how many of them have only heard people say, come on, let's have a go at this. You're going to be different. You can make a difference. I wonder how many of these guys up here that maybe you know, maybe you've come with them, but I know that they would have changed. Yeah. And I know maybe some of you are asking questions, well, how are these guys so different? It's because someone's spoken to them that only wants them to succeed. It's because with these words of affirmation, there's been a patient word or a kind word. And it goes on, it says, there's not been a boastful word. I wonder how many of us, we have conversations because we want to look bigger in our own sight than the person we're talking to. Nobody here, of course. But I wonder how many of us, when we're having a conversation, really want to make sure that they remember us as being better than them at the end of it. I won't ask for a show of hands, but I said if it was, I'll put my hand up, because I do that sometimes. But I'm learning that God has never spoken to me about that like that. And in a way, I want to be with people. I want them to feel they're great, not I am. I want people to feel they can do it, not I can do it. But I also want to create an atmosphere in dialogue with them, in conversation with them, where they know I can come and ask anything. I can come even when I've got it wrong, because this conversation keeps no record of wrong. Is this making sense? I'm not having one conversation with them, but having another one inside thinking, oh, well, you mucked up last week, you're going to do it again. I used to live entirely like this, with this tremendous expectation, one day it's going to go pear-shaped. One day it's going to go wrong. And I lived every day waiting for that day to be the day it went wrong. But this language that God's put in my life now is today it's going to go right. And if it doesn't go right today, tomorrow it can. It's totally opposite. If we don't see the success that we know we can have today, and if I can't love on you today in a way that you're going to value and you're going to appreciate, then I'm going to learn how to do it. If I can't relate to you and share with you how I love God and love you in it, then I'm going to learn a different way and do it tomorrow. I'm going to maybe change the way I speak. That's why I had surgery. Laser is fantastic. Like Darth Vader. Probably, I was asleep at the time, but I mean, I don't know. I trust these guys. So our conversations, the way that we affirm people in just the way we give them space to speak, we're tuned in. Try looking at people next time you talk to them. Not just looking to what's coming out of their mouth. Maybe look at them, like I got you to at the beginning. Just look at these people. Affirm their space. Give them the right to have a conversation, have a dialogue with you, with me, with each other. Because this is the whole doorway into this whole process of loving each other with words. Well, I'm just going to finish in a moment because it's 12 minutes past. Personally, I believe God only knows positive. And just to contrast my whole life experience before I became a Christian, everything I heard was negative. You'll never be this, you'll never do that, you'll never have that. Or it was said with a sense of, you have to achieve in order to be something. Either way, it just created such a real tension and a real striving. So, well, I'm never going to be any of that, so I'm just going to give up. But I've found, since I've found God, and God, more importantly, found me, is that God never says a bad word about me. I've never, ever gone to God and he's called me a book. I've been to some of you, yes, hallelujah. But I've never found God say, you're rubbish, you're hopeless, you're on your way down, save up for a rainy day, one day it's all going to... I've never heard my God speak to me like that ever. Yeah. Ever. Yeah. And like these guys that came through baptism, they have that same God with them. And that's why they're going to change. Their conversations will change. But also their whole tone and their whole confidence will change because now they're listening to a different message. Is this making any sense to somebody here? Let's just say hallelujah if it's making some sense to you. So we're just going to finish with this. And just while Pastor Colin, he's not here. Pastor Clive. Pastor Colin's in Yorkshire. Yorkshire's a great place. Can't play cricket, but it's a great place. Hallelujah. Just as we were praying before, I just said to the Lord, say a couple of things to me. Is that okay? Is it okay if he says stuff to me? He says stuff to you as well. So let's all stand up, shall we? We've got 3 minutes. 3 minutes to get your miracle. That's long enough. 3 minutes to get changed, not clothes. Just close our eyes together. It goes dark. Don't worry. It always, always does. But as we were praying, I felt the Lord say to me that there was someone that's come just recently. You've had a medical prognosis and it's not been that clever. It's not been very good. And God wants you to know that he has the last word about you. Now, I know there's one person here and then one came in late. So there's two here now. But God is saying to you, he has the last word about your life and your health and your future. Amen. God affirms you through how he speaks concerning you. And I just want right now, I pray for you too. Father, I want to thank you right now that you call these people into life. You've called them into vitality. Father, we release them from any negative word, any word that's going to cause them to despair in any way. We just break them from those things right now in Jesus' name. And I want to thank you that your word over them is life and prosperity. It's to grow and prosper. Hallelujah. And it may be, I don't know, maybe some of you, you maybe just bear witness a little bit to some of the things I was saying earlier about, well, we're just used to hearing such rubbish in our homes, in our workplaces, that maybe somehow we've just got a bit contaminated with it. Maybe we've begun to believe the press of other people. Because it is easy to do, all right? Maybe we've just locked into the whole negativity that society can offer because that's all it knows. Do you know what I mean? Well, if that's you, God wants to speak to you right now. So if it's you, just put your hands up. Let's just put our hands up unto the Lord. If you're just like, oh, well, I don't know. There's stuff going on in my life. I know it's not right. But I just get so affected by it and I wake up thinking about this stuff. Thank you, those people putting your hands up. We've got a few seconds for the rest of you. So I want to pray for you right now. Thank you, everybody's putting your hands up. There's loads of people here. You see, it's easy to believe the loudest voice. And sometimes we got to speak more quietly than that, like God does. Father, I want to thank you right now for every person that's raised their hands. Father, we break every influence, every restriction, every negative word that's been spoken over them or concerning them now in Jesus' name. We want to thank you that your word over them is to live and prosper. I want to thank you that your word concerning them is to go up, not down. They're going over, not under. I want to thank you, Lord. Father, for the Spirit of God, which is patient and kind and not self-seeking, is an operation in their lives. And I thank you right now for release of your words over their lives right now in Jesus' name. Those of you that got your hands up, you just receive it right now. There's loads all over the room. God loves you. He called you. He chose you. He set you apart. He's given you a future. He gives you a kingdom that shall never spoil or fade or perish. Oh, it's not a feeling. It's a living word. It's a word to affirm that he's set you apart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just lastly, I just sense it. Maybe there's one or two here. Well, maybe you were really like me. Well, I've never heard anything about God who speaks to me. Let me tell you right now, Jesus Christ is the only God who still speaks. Every other God is dead, toast, history, inert, gone. Jesus is the only God who speaks because he's the only God who's alive. He is a living God. And his words are new every morning. Hallelujah. And it may well be, it's like, well, I don't know, you've just never heard God ever speak to you. Well, in the next few minutes, you can. So again, just as eyes close, we're just going to use the last few moments here. If you want to know this Jesus, he is alive, let me tell you, he's found me. And many, many other people in this room, he's found them. All these people are being baptized. He's changed them. Their language has changed because he's changed them. Their characters have changed because he's changed them. It's not cheese. It's not the newspapers. It's not media. It's not, well, let's do this. It's fashion. It's the living Jesus that changes lives. And it may be there's one or two here. Maybe you've come as visitors or maybe you're here for the first time. Well, right where you're standing, every eye's closed, okay? You may well want to know this Jesus is real for you this morning. Well, he is. I know he is. But I also know he wants you to know he is. I know Jesus died for me and gave me a whole new life and has changed me totally. And many other people here know that, but he wants you to know that. So if this is you, if you're just here and your heart's thumping a bit, you're getting a bit sweaty, it's like, oh my God, is he going to pick on me? Maybe Jesus is already picking on you. Maybe already, like me, Jesus is already saying, actually, this is you. Maybe God already is saying something to you. It's like, this is you. I'm glad you're here this morning because you needed to hear this. If that is you, again, every eye is closed because we don't embarrass anybody. Just raise your hand so I can see you because I'd love to pray with you this morning. Thank you. It's 1, 2. Any more? We're just going to do this very quickly. 4, 5, 6. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, putting your hands up. Just putting them up so I can see right now. And we're just going to pray with you together. Then I'd love you, after this service, to come up and talk to me, okay? Or talk to one of these guys up here with a red shirt. We'd love to talk to you about this Jesus. Is that okay? Right. Okay? So these are for the people whose hands are up. You keep them up where I can see them, all right? We're just going to pray. Father, I want to thank you right now. We lay hold of every life. Yeah. Father, I want to thank you today. You can change them totally. You can transform them eternally. Yeah. I want to thank you right now that you can change the language in their lives. You can change their destinies. And we just thank you that today is a day of changed lives. Let's give God a great big shout of praise this morning. Hallelujah.